close your eyes and imagine that there is a tree somewhere inside your mind. I want you to acknowledge all the noises that exist around you. Acknowledge the room where you're in. And focus on a specific place inside your mind. There are steps going down, circular steps. And at the end, there's a little wooden door. You open that wooden door, and there is a child in a room. A boy, a girl, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna say it's a boy. He's looking out the window. Several kids are playing, and he's sad. He's very sad because one of them talked to him and said something very hurtful. And they all laughed, and they don't want to play with him. And he's all alone, and he's feeling so worthless, confused, hurt. You enter the room, and he's looking at you. You go next to him, and he's giving you his hand. You stroke the palm, and you put your hand on his cheek, and he's looking at you in the eyes. His eyes filled with tears, his little chin trembling. He is heartbroken. You sit down on the floor with him, and you listen to all his complaints and all his heartache, and you give him undivided attention, and you nod your head because you understand that for him that is a huge pain, one that he can't process by himself, and you need to give him attention for him to process it. And as he talks and he cries, you open your arms, and he comes in your arms, and he starts crying and crying. All the little things he swallowed and all the little things he kept inside. Day after day, week after week, all the little things that grown-ups told him to stop fussing about. And then he looks at you and he feels much better. But he stays in your arm because he needs that love. And you hold him in your arms. And you feel all the love that you have inside pouring out. And giving it to that child who needs it so badly. And you know how much that child needs love. You're the only one who can understand at what degree that child needs love. And you stay like this for a while, listening to each other's breaths. You feel sorry for that child, that no one listens. But you know that everything is gonna be okay. And you tell him, I know everything is gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. And he believes you. And he smiles. And then he looks at the children outside. Do you want to go and play with them? He nods yes. Do you know what to do? You ask again. He hesitates for a second. And then he smiles and he says, And? and you both laugh. You tell him you will come back tomorrow and every time he needs you. He hugs you in his arms once more and you squeeze. And then you let him go out and face the world. He will face a lot of hardships, but he will always remember he has you. And he will always feel strong and loved by you. Even when the world crumbles, he will always have you.